Brock 107 WIRX. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning.
Benny, good morning.
Morning.
It's 8:12. I'm fidgety this morning.
Fidgety?
I didn't sleep at all.
This is weird.
This is weird. I'm like gyrating in my chair.
Yeah, right.
Sit still. Too much caffeine.
I didn't sleep worth a damn last night. My sleep schedule's all messed up.
Well, yeah.
Obviously with the Vegas trip.
You lose and gain 3 hours here.
Yeah, yeah. No joke. We got home Saturday night, Sunday morning, 12:30 in the morning. I did not get out of bed until 11:30 Sunday.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I got a question for you. How many times have you been to Vegas?
I don't know. Probably.
Does it change every year?
No, it's the same.
The same thing?
You see the same. Every once in a while, there may be a new restaurant, new casino.
What's the thing where you walk through and the ceiling is
whorehouse. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Nice. Giggity. The thing where you walk through and the ceiling's all like LEDs and. I can't remember what it's called.
A nightclub? Disco?
It's like a tunnel you walk through. And the whole ceiling is just like covered with lights and it does all these different visuals and whatnot. Why I'm asking is because they just put a zip line through it now.
And you got like a main, like it's like a big shop, like kind of like kiosk and shopping malls and not shopping malls, but it's like all these little kiosks and stuff. And
you
basically right down the strip kind of area. I didn't do that this year. I kind of wanted to.
Yeah.
They got Topgolf there.
Oh, nice.
And unfortunately it was raining the last day when we were going to do it. But anyway, my sleep schedule's all off. I'm all weird today because I didn't sleep well last night. I made the mistake of eating a peanut butter jelly sandwich at like around 11:30, and that just kept me up all night. So
I was going to say, you smell like Vegas.
Oh, that's what that is. Jesus.
Brock, what the fuck? What's the problem, Brock? Come on. Brock, what the fuck? This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Seriously, I haven't showered since Vegas, so it's bad. It's bad, guys. Apparently there are a lot more threesomes going on than I recall. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention enough.
What's so funny, Benny?
It just makes me laugh. I don't know. Those in general make me laugh.
You know what makes me laugh, too, is like when people are using that phrase when they're not talking about sex.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, we got a threesome going on. And it's like, what?
You want to go golfing there? We'll have a threesome.
Because here's the thing, is that a word like threesome or even foursome, like if we talk about golf, we got a foursome going on. I was like, all right.
Hey, thought we were golfing.
Giggity. But orgy is a word that is never used in anything except a sexual situation. Yeah. Could you imagine someone using the word orgy?
Right. Wait, could you use it for other things?
I think orgy is just like a big group. Like it was like an orgy of
ducks. Just at the golf course, we're having an orgy.
Yeah. Wait, what? And it's the orgy tournament. You know, we got a big group.
A bit odd.
I guess I'll go.
Got an orgy of us getting together. Play basketball.
Big orgy gets together to shoot hoops. Well, anyway, back to threesomes. A 62-year-old guy named Dimitri Hoff was at a casino last Sunday in Schenectady, New York, with his 49-year-old wife, Elizabeth. And while they were there, she agreed to have a threesome. Very nice. Nicely done.
Once in a lifetime here, huh?
They met 21-year-old Judy Maxwell. Mm. She was in one of the casino's restaurants, and she was into it. Apparently, Judy likes the older crowd.
This is never a good scenario.
No.
It seems like it. It sounds like it. You know, especially being the guy, it's like, yes, all right, here we go. But it's never a good situation.
I tell you what, it's almost easier with two dudes and a chick. Because you know why? You don't have two women competing with each other.
Exactly.
And eventually going to get into an argument, which happens here. So while they're getting a belly full of buffet at the casino, getting, carved up for the sexcapade ready to happen, someone, we don't know who, suggested adding a fourth. Let's get this party even bigger. Let's get a foursome going to this sex party. Well, that caused a kerfluffle. A little disagreement. Did you like that word, Benny? A kerfluffle. So Judy and Elizabeth.
So it's three chicks and one dude?
We don't know. Someone just suggested, let's bring in another person, right? This made him mad. Judy and Elizabeth got into an argument, and then eventually Judy and Elizabeth both got arrested. So now no one's having a threesome, all because they couldn't figure it out.
Now the poor guy's just all alone in the corner of the room.
So what, is he just having a sum now?
Just a sum.
Something.
Pretty damn funny.
A sad sum. Nicely done. Have you been like sitting on that joke for a while? Because there's no way you just came up with
it. I can't wait for Brock to get back.
That's right. He thought of it six
this
months
joke.
ago.
He's just used to the sum. That's
so needless.
Oh, easy.